Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, we begin Daf Nun Gimel Maseches Brachos, the 52nd Daf in Shas. We pick up in the last line on Nun Beis, on the Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan Ar Sheshavas Mivarchin Alav. If one has a candle that has rested, then you can make the Bracha Bar Mimine Besamim Amatzot, Bar Mimoreish, Shabbos. However, if it did not rest, then you cannot make the bracha. Ask the Gemara, my shavas and my lo shavas. What does it mean, rested and did not rest? If you're going to say it means lo shavas machmas malacha, that it didn't rest due to work, that it rested even for permissible malacha. In other words, that the candle wasn't used at all on Shabbos. Vatanya, that cannot be, because we learned in a brisa. Or shel chayiv v'shel chol lo mevarchin alav. If one has the candle of a chayo is a midwife, and a chol is a sick person. So in such a case, you can make a bracha of borei ma'orei ha'esh on that candle. So it can't mean a candle that wasn't lit at all. Amar Nechem Bar Yitzchak, my shavas. What does it mean? Shavas shavas machmas melechas avera. There wasn't avera that was done with that candle. Tanina mihachi. We also learned in a brayis like this. Ashashius shahisa dolekas olechas kolayim kulo lematzoy Shabbos mevarchin alel. If there was a lamp that was lit over Shabbos on matzoy Shabbos, the halacha is that one is allowed to use it. The Gemara continues with the halachas of which candles one is allowed to make a bracha on. Tanu Rabban Nachri Shehidlik Mi Yisrael. If a Gentile lit from a Jew, Vi Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Nachri, and a Jew lit from a Gentile, Mevarchin Alav, then that candle can be used for the bracha of Borei Mi'arei Ha'esh. Nachri Mi Nachri Ein Mevarchin Alav. However, if it was a candle that was lit on Matzoi Shabbos by one Gentile from another Gentile's candle, in such a case, you cannot make a bracha. Ask Limar, Maishna Nachri Minachri Delo. What's the reason that one candle was lit from a Gentile's candle from another Gentile's candle that can't be used? Presumably, your logic is Mishum Delo Shabbos, because it hadn't rested on Shabbos. Iachi, if that's so, Yisrael Minachri, Yisrael who lit on Matzoi Shabbos from a Gentile's candle, Nami, should also be problematic. Halo Shavas, it didn't rest. V'chitei mahachi sura azulei v'achrinohu. If you're going to say that when Yisrael lights from a Gentile, it's not a problem that it was a ner shelo shavas, asks the Gemara, that's difficult. Elohadisanya, to say that it's considered a new item entirely, that is not consistent with a totally different halach in Hilchos Shabbos. Hamotzei shel heves l'rishus harabim chayiv. If someone takes out a fire into the Rishus HaRabim, it is considered as if one transported something from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim. And now let's analyze. Am I Chayiv? Why is it that you're Chayiv? If we're going to say that a fire is constantly regenerating, to the point that we say that what was lit on Shabbos, if it was lit by a Gentile, is not significant on Matzoi Shabbos, because we consider it anew when it was taken by the Jew, that means that fire is constantly changing. If that's so, then have the same argument and say the fire that's now in the Rishus HaRabim is not the fire that came out of the Rishus HaYachad. Umasha akar lo aniach, umasha aniach lo akar. That's a kasha. Answers the Gemara, El olam di isur nami isay. No, we must say that the isur does exist. Hence, a fire is considered its original state. And for that reason, someone takes out fire into Rishus HaRabim is chayv. V'chi ka mevarech, and this that a Jew can make a bracha on a fire that was lit on Shabbos by the Gentile. Atosefta de'ater ka mevarech. He's making a bracha on the new fire. It was added to a Jewish wick, and on that tosefes, that he's making a bracha. Asks the Gemara, Yihachi nachri minachri nami. He should be able to then make a bracha if John, the Gentile, gives it to Peter, the Gentile. So then in such a case, Peter added a Tosefes Heter on Matzoi Shabbos. The only problem was the Malacha on Shabbos. But on Matzoi Shabbos, you've got a new fire, or a new Tosefes. So why then do we learn the Brayso that's problematic? Einach Inami, says the Gemara. It's true. In the expression, Ein Hachinami, is really in, yes, Hachinami, really here too, it should be acceptable. Gzeira Mishum, Nachri Rishon, Va'amud Rishon. We're afraid that if we're going to allow one Gentile to another Gentile, ultimately it won't go from John to Peter, but rather people will think you could use John's candle as well. Gemara continues three lines into wide and in Gimel Naftan, Rabbanu Hayim Mahalei Chutz LaKrach. Person was going outside of his city, V'ra'ar. And the emphasis here is he's outside of the city because he's not sure where that light is emanating from a Jewish house or a Gentile house. Imrov Nachrim Einem Mevarech. Because then we have to be choshesh that was what referred to by the Gemara as a Ner of Isser. Imrov Yisrael Mevarech. But if the majority are Jews, then he can't make a bracha. The Gemara has a subtle diuk. Hagufa Kasha. Amrit Imrov Nachrim Einem Mevarech. You said originally if the majority of Gentiles, you can't make a bracha. HaMechzal Mechzal, what would be if it would be 50-50? Mevarech, it sounds like you would be able to make a bracha. V'hadetani, then afterwards you learn in Rav Yisrael, Mevarech, if the majority are Jews, then you do make the bracha. HaMechzal Mechzal, ain't a Mevarech. It's mashma, then if it's 50-50, you would not make the bracha. Answers the Gemara, B'dinu dafil Mechzal Mechzal, nami Mevarech. Really, if it's 50-50, you would not make the bracha. V'aydetani, Reisha, Rav Nachrim, since the Reisha says the majority of Gentiles, Tana Seifa, Rav Yisrael. That's why it says Rav Yisrael. But Mechza and Mechza can also make a bracha. The Ra'ah is quoted as saying that the reason why we could be Mekel is that at the end of the day, this mitzvah is only a Durabanan, and it's a Safek on a Durabanan. The Achronim then ask, but what about the Chashash that the Safek can come Lidei Bracha Vatala? Take a look at the Sefer Rosh Yosef of the Prima Gadim and other Achronim. The Ritva is quoted as giving a different pshat, that over here it's a Svek Sveka. Number one, suffix whether it came from a Jew or a Gentile. Number two, even if it came from a Gentile, it might have been of a candle that had actually been Shabbos all Shabbos. Not every candle of a Gentile of Matzai Shabbos was necessarily one which was not Shabbos on Shabbos. Could have been lit on Matzai Shabbos. One more important point on our sugya. For many years I was bothered, what exactly is the problem of a candle that is lit by a goy on Shabbos? Why does the Gemara consider that a ner shelo shavas, a ner of Iser? The goy didn't do a Gentile at all. The question still bothers me, however, Yosef Engel in Sefer Asvan Doraisa gives a big chidush to solve this problem. He suggests that one could pose the following chakira. Isurei Shabbos are malacha Shabbos. Are they an isur on the gavra to do, or somehow there is an isur vis-a-vis the object? Normally, one thinks that on Shabbos it's asur for me to do malacha. A guy doesn't have the isur. However, Rav Yosef Engel argues that based on this we see that there's something inherently flawed with the object itself when a malacha was done in it on Shabbos, even if it came from a permissible source. This is a hard chidush for me to swallow, but at least this answers the question until there is another answer of what is the problem of a Gentile's candle that was lit on Shabbos. Why do we consider that what Chazal call a ner of Iser? Not only a ner shel Shavas, but our Gemara also looked at as ner of Iser. If you somehow describe Malachos Shabbos is not only an Iser on individuals to do, but somehow a status of Iser within the object, so then in such a case, even though the individual is allowed to do it, nevertheless the object is inherently flawed. This is Rav Yosef Engel's solution. Maybe there are others. We continue on in the Daf Yomi, seven lines into the wide, on the Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbona. If an individual was outside of the city, the Ra'ah, and he saw, there was a child who was handling a torch. Vodik Achrav, he needs to look after him. Im Yisrael, who, if it's a Jew, Mevarech, then he's able to. Im Nachriu, ain't a Mevarech, because as a din of a ner shelo shavas. Asks the Gemara, Mayir Yatinik, why do you spell out specifically a child? Afil Gadol Nami, even if it's an adult, you would also have to check into whether he was a Yisrael, or an Akum, of whether you could use the torch. Our case is talking about an instance that's close to Shkia. Gadol, if the fellow is a Gadol, Mucha Milsa, Devadei Nachriu. According to Rashi, it's right after Shabbos, and so close to Shabbos it's hard to imagine how a Jew would have gotten a torch. So therefore, we say Mucha Milsa Devadai Nachri, because so too close to after Shabbos. But Tinok, if it's a little child, then with a child, children are unpredictable. Emer Yisrohu Ikri Vinukit, that somehow as a child he got a hold of a fire, even though it's just moments after Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabban Hayu Mahalech Chutz LaKrach, again, a person's outside of the city. He has no way of determining easily whether the torch that he's seeing, the fire that he's seeing, is a new one, which was lit on Matzoi Shabbos, or lit on Shabbos itself, and can't be used. And he sees a fire. Im ava kifia kivshon, if it's thick, like that of a furnace, mevarech alav, then he can make a bracha. Vim lav, ena mevarech alav, then in such a case, he cannot make a bracha. Rashi explains that fire, when it starts out, takes a long time for it to grab a hold of the flammable material and become thick. If it's thick, then that's a sign that's been lit for a while. And more significantly for our sugya, it is also a type of fire that is going to be used for its light. Rashi explains that Kfiya Kivshan was a fire that was used to meld stone into a certain type of lime, and that was an excellent form of fire, and originally when it was lit, it was intended to also to be used for light as well. In contrast to fire that was used simply to cook, it wasn't as strong as a fire. We mentioned it was also easier to turn on and off. So that fire was not made la'or, and therefore you can't make the bracha bore ma'orei ha'esh. So the subject of our Gemara is no longer whether the fire was made on Shabbos or not, whether it's a fire that was made la'or or levashel. Similarly, Tana Chada shel kivshan mevarchin alav, the Tanya Yidach ein mevarchin alav, we have the Sirim Brises, whether fire from a furnace can be used. Lo kasha, ha b'tchila ha l'besof. We mentioned the beginning and the end previously as well. If it was used in the beginning of the process in the furnace, so then in such a case it's not made, the fire wasn't lit with the intention to use to light, and therefore one cannot make the bracha bar me'esh on it. However, if it's b'sof, after it's been used to meld, it's at the end of the process to meld these stones, so then in such a case the fire is also kindled to be able to use for light, and then one can make the bracha. Similarly, Tani Chada or Shel Tarim v'Shel Kraim Mivarchin Alav, one Brisa said that the fire from a stove top and an oven, Kiraim is like a stove top, a smaller stove, and a Tanur is a larger stove. Tani Idach Eim Mivarchin Alav, and another Brisa said you can't, Lo Kasha B'tchilo B'Sof, similar idea. Tani Chada or Shel Beis Kens v'Shel Beis HaMedrish Mivarchin Alav, one Brisa says you can use, Tani Idach Eim Mivarchin Alav, Lo Kasha, says Gemar, Hadik Adam Choshev, Hadaleka Adam Choshev. If there is a wealthy, affluent person in the shul, or an honorable person, where they lit a candle just to indicate that an important person here is here, but not for the light, so then in such a case, then one cannot make a bracha. However, if there isn't an Adam Choshev there, so the only candle that was lit there is not to show honor. In those days, candle was lit to show honor, and therefore the candle is only there for light, and a bracha can be made. V'yibay Yisayim says, Gmar hava hadik Adam Choshev. Could be that even in the case of Adam Choshev, you would be able to make the bracha. V'lo kasha hadik chazana hadaleka chazana. In the time of the Gemara, the expression chazan is the way, as Rashi says, we use the expression shamish today. A shamish used to live in the shul. He was called in the time of the Gemara, the chazan. So if there's a chazan there, and he lives in the shul, so then he clearly uses the light for seeing, for his own purposes. Rashi says, like, to be able to see what he eats, and therefore one can make the bracha. But if there is no chazan, so then in such a case, the candle is not lit for light. It seems like in the time of Chazal, there were many times the candle was not lit to be able to read or to eat, but simply as a demonstration of kavod. You can't say that even in cases where there is a chazan, then you still don't make a bracha, and yet there are times when you do. V'lo kasha ha'di'ika sa'ara ha'teleka sa'ara. If there is a moon out, it could very well be that the chazan will be able to eat with the light of the moon. Sahara here being the moon. And therefore, if the moon is out, then there's no raya that the candle was lit la'ora, and then you will not be able to make a bracha. If there's no moon out, then it's umdana de muchach that it was lit for the chazan to be able to see, and therefore that candle can be used because it was made la'ora. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan Yeshvim Beisa Medrash Veviu Ar Lifnehem. There were Talmidim sitting in the base of Medrash, and a fire was brought to them on Matzoi Shabbos. Beishami Ermim Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarich La'atzma. Beishami says each one makes a bracha for themselves, and there isn't one public bracha Borei Me'orei Eish. Beisil Omer Echad Mevarich L'kulam. Beisil claims that one bracha is made for everybody. Mishum Shenemar Boroi V'am Hadras Melech, as the Pasuk in Tehillim in Mishlei describes, Berov Am, in the multitudes of people, that brings beauty to the king. Hence, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berov Am is a positive component. Bishlam Beis Hillel Mefarshi Time asks the Gemara, it's Shalom, there's peace with Beis Hillel, who brings the rationale, Berov Am. El Beis Shammai, my time, what's the reason that Beis Shammai doesn't go with the logic of Berov Am Hadmas Melech? Answers the Gemara, Mipnei Bitol Beis HaMedrash. We're afraid that if one person is going to make the bracha, then everybody's going to have to quiet up. They have to make a bang on the bima and make an announcement and so on and so forth. And that's going to cause people to stop learning for a longer period of time and listen to the bracha and say amen than if they said the bracha on their own convenience. In Rebbe Gamliel's Beis HaMedrash, they were even makbid not to say Gesundheit when somebody had sneezed. Tremendous mussar over here. Even a short announcement for Gaboyim of Shuls, for Rabbeim, even a short announcement, you need to cheshbin bittel Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah told us that one is not allowed to use the Ner and the Besamim of Mesim. The Gemara has an interesting take on what the reason for that is. My Taima Ner Lekavadu Avida. The reason why you cannot use a candle is because the only type of candle we've already seen earlier in the Sugya that one is allowed to use is a candle that was made for Or. For Mesim, if a candle is lit by a nifter, that's for his kavod and not for light. Similarly, says the Gemara, Bisamim, if there were spices, lavure rechahu davidi, it was made to remove bad spell and not to have people smell it. So hence, one cannot make a bracha on the or, it's not for one's benefit, as well as the besam. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, kol shemetzin lefan of biyomu belayla ein mevarchin alav. Any individual that they take out with a candle, if it's a nifter, during the day and the night, now if they're going out during the day with a candle, that's a sign that the ner is of kavod, not for light. V'chol sheim motzin lefan of el belayla mevarchin alav. However, if the nifter is taken out only at night with a candle, but during the day a candle would be not used, then that's a sign that the candle at night is actually being lit for light and not for kavod. Amar Rav Huna. The Gemara continues of other examples of besamim. Amar Rav Huna, besamim shel beis hakisei. If one has besamim for the bathroom, the way we use, similar to what we use as a disinfectant in a bathroom, v'shemen and oil, ha'asui lahavar azama, the way we use to remove sweat, like a deodorant, oil that was used to remove sweat, even though they have a good smell, they don't get a bracha. Lim Memra asks the Gemara, "De kol hech de lav l'recha avdinan lo mevarchinan ilave." That any time that it's not made to for an odor like deodorant and a disinfectant, that you don't make a bracha, but Meisivi asks you the following question. Hanichnas lechanusa shel bosem, if a person goes into a store that's selling perfumes, the riach reach, afil yoshisham kol ha-yoyim, eina mevarech el pam echad. Hoseftim Perikei says that if you sit in a smart store that smells, that sells perfume, even if you're sitting there the whole day, you haven't left, you make one bracha. Nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze, you go in and out, mevarech el kol pam v'pam. Then you make a bracha every time. Asks the Gemara, but the perfume was not brought in to bring in a smell. The owners didn't bring it in so the store would smell nice. Rather, they brought it in so that people would buy their perfume. So they didn't intend l'reich at all. Says the Gemara, no. In l'reich hanami hu da'avida. Yes, it was done for smell as well. If it smells good, people will be attracted to come inside, and then they're more likely to buy. Tanurabonin, another halacha in regards to smell. And this parallels to the case that we had spoken about where someone goes into a forest city and sees a fire, and he's not sure if its status, if it has a din ner shir shavas. That we saw on the first few lines and on the top of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. We have a similar case in regards to going up to a foreign city and smelling something. Tanu Rabbanan, he went outside the city v'riach reach, and he smells a sound. It smells a smell. Imrov of the Chavim ain't mevarich. If the majority is Gentiles, then he does not make a bracha. Imrov Yisrael mevarich. If the majority is Jews, so then in such a case he can make a bracha. If it's a majority of Ovdei Kochavim, then you have to be choshesh that the smell is of Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to have anah. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Afil Rav Yisrael Nami Einu Mevarech. Even the majority is Jews, you still should not make a bracha. Mepnei Hashem Yirachem. Shebenos Yisrael Mekatros Lichshofim. That Benos Yisrael would offer incest to witchcraft, hence that was something that was prohibited to have anah. Hence, you're not supposed to make a bracha on those psalm. Asks the Gemara, Atu Kuluk Shafim Mekatrin, are all Jewish girls offering incense to witchcraft? Answers the Gemara, Havale Miyuta Luk Shafim. You're right, it's only a minority to do witchcraft. Umiyuta Nami the Gemara Sakelim. And there's another minority, and both of them combine to a majority that uses the perfume to cancel the odor or add odor to their utensils. And that is not considered as well l'reach. Eshtakach ruba delav l'reicha u'ovid. So the majority doesn't make perfume for a nice smell. V'chol deruba delav l'reicha u'ovid lo mevareich. And if the majority doesn't use it for reach, then in such a case you don't make a bracha. Similarly, Amar Abichia bar Abba, Amar Abi Yochanan, three lines on the bottom, Amahalech ba'arvei Shabbos b'Tveria, if you go Erev Shabbos on Tveria, and you smell a good smell, you will not make a bracha. On Erev Shabbos in Tveria and on Matzai Shabbos in Sipori is the time that they launder their clothing and add good smells into the clothing, but it's intended to improve the cloth as opposed to create a beautiful odor. Hence, the halacha is that one does not make a bracha on such an odor. Tanu Rabbanan hayim halach b'shuk shel akum nislatze l'reach harei zechot. If a person is going in a shuk, a market of idol worshippers, and he wants to have hanah from a smell, he's considered a chote, because halacha is that there is an isra hanah on dvarim that are used for ovdei kochavim. The Mishnah told us, the Gemara quotes on the top of Gimel on the base. The literal translation of the Mishnah is that you don't make a bracha on a candle unless you derive benefit from the candle. Rav Yehuda Merav tells us not to translate the Mishnah that way. Even if you don't get direct benefit from it, but if you're close up to it, as long as the candle has the potential to be able to give off to light if you were close to it, then va'afilu b'richuk makom, even if you're far away, you can make a bracha on that candle. V'cheinam Ravashi b'richuk makom shaninu. Ravashi said that this rule applies even if you're far away. Asks the Gemara, I'm going to ask you a kasha on your rule that you don't need to actually be deriving benefit at that moment. The Tosefta tells us, if he has a candle hidden in his lap, in other words, covered in his lap, obepanas, panas is today in a modern Hebrew word as well, which means a flashlight, which best translated is a lantern. Osherosh al heves, or he sees a torch, but he doesn't derive benefit of it. He sees a lantern, but doesn't derive particular benefit. Or he derives benefit of a light, but he doesn't actually see the torch. You don't make a bracha bar maresh. You need both. Two conditions. Number one, you got to see the fire. Number two, you got to derive benefit. That is a distinction to what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that you don't have to actually practically derive benefit. Answers the Gemara. Bishleima mishtamish la'ora velo rosh al heves. I understand if you have a case of where he uses the light, but he doesn't see the actual fire. Mishkacha, so you have a case, the kind of Karen Zavis, that he's in a corner. If you think of two people who are on a corner, one on one side of the corner and the other on the other, and they don't see each other, but one of them is holding a candle, then the individual that does not see the candle but is on the other side can derive benefit from the light that's coming from the other side of the candle. How will you ever construct a case of somebody who sees the flame but is not deriving benefit? Lav must be demerchaka, that he's far away. And we said beforehand, Rav Yehuda Merav had said that if you're far away, you can make a bracha. Says the Gemara, loy, kegoin de'amyo va'azla. We're talking about a torch that has begun to wane. It's begun to slowly damper out, and on that, the Bryce is saying you will not make a bracha. But if it's a flourishing light, so then in such a case, that does not qualify as Rosh al Heves v'lo nishtamish la'ora, and you do not need to actually practically get benefit in order to make the bracha bar mi'oresh. The Gemara continues to analyze different types of fires. Three lines into the wine and gimel on the base. Tana rabbanan gachalim loichashos. If there are coals that are burning strongly, mevarchin alein. Then in such a case, one makes a bachar bore me'oreha esh. Amamos, if they are not inflamed, they're still hot, there's still a little bit of fire there, but they're not inflamed, emevarchin alein. Ask Amar hechidach lachushos, how do we define inflamed? Amar avchizda, koshil machas esocho kisem v'dolekas me'aleh, if you put a splinter inside and it catches fire, so then it's considered inflamed. Asks the Gemara, Ibarlu, omamos with an aleph, o omamos with an ayin. How do you describe a coal that is not inflamed? Tashma damar v'chizdav arvdini, arozim lo amemu began Elokim. The Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk describes a beautiful tree, and it can't be quelled by, or diminished, or darkened by the other trees. Arozim lo amemu began Elokim. The other cedar trees cannot darken it. So amemu here means with an ayin. The Gemara now quotes another opinion of how to read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had described Ya'usu, and our Gemara said that according to Rav Yehuda Merav, it doesn't mean that you mamish have to get hanoah from the fire. V'rava amar, Rava says that you do. Yusu mamish, you have to literally get benefit. V'kama, and how much? Amar ula kadei shiyakir bein isur lepundyon. That the light provides you enough benefit that you'll be able to differentiate between the two different coins in isur and a pundyon. Chizkio amar kadei shiyakir bein meluzma shel tveria lemeluzma shel tzipori. That he'll be able to differentiate between the weight of Tveria to the weight of Meluzma of Tzipori. Rav Yehuda Mevarech Adavei Ada Ada Dayla on the light from the house of Ada Dayla, which was far away. Again, that's Rav Yehuda Lashitas on top of Nun Gimel Amid Beis, that you just have to be able to see the fire. Rava Mevarech Adavei Gurya Ben Chama. Rava made a bracha on the fire of Gurya Ben Chama, who lived close to him. Abaye Mevarech Adavei Baravua. He made a bracha on the house of Be'avua, the fire there. Up until now, we've described the Gemara according to Rashi, assuming that Rav Yehuda was far away and Rava was close. However, Rashi does not tell us whether Abaye was actually close to Baravua or far away. There isn't a requirement to look for the fire like you have to look after mitzvahs. For example, if you don't have a lulav, then there's a responsibility to look for a lulav on Sukkot already, even to prepare before. I used to go after a fire. After I learned what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav had said, I don't look for a fire. If I find one, then memela, I make a bracha bar merish. The Mishnah had told us that someone who had forgotten to bench, so then in such a case, there's a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if he has to go back to the place that he had eaten. That was six lines before the end of the Mishnah in Aleph Amud Beis. Mishachav v'shachav lo birch v'shamei yom yachzor l'mkomo. He has to go back to his place and make a bracha. Beis Hillel mivarch v'mamish niskar. He makes a bracha in the place that he remembers. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zvid v'itamer Rav Dimi bar Abba machlekes v'shachach. The machlekes exists only where he was a shogeg and he forgot. He ran to shear and he forgot that he was supposed to bench. Amazed, but if it's done, amazed, I call Yasim and call him Vivarech. Of course, he has to go back. It says the Gemara, Pshita, Vishachach Tnan. It says in the Mishnah, he forgot. But if he did on purpose, of course, even Beis Hillel would agree. Now the same says the Gemara, who didn't feel amazed. V'haidiktoni Vishachach. Really, if in amazed, Beis Hillel says he can bench where he wants. And the fact that Mishnah says, Vishachach Leodiach HaKochon, the Beis Shammai, to tell us the stringency, literally the strength of Beis Shammai, that you have to go back even if you forgot. Kamash Malan, no. That the Chiddush of Rav Zvid is to tell us that in such a case, everybody agrees that you have to go back. Tanya, we learned in Brisa, Amar Lam Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, L'divreichem, according to your words, Misha Acha B'Rosh HaBir V'Shachach V'Yard V'Lo Birech, Yachzor L'Rosh HaBir V'Yivarech, someone who had forgotten to bench in a castle, and he's got to go all the way back up on the top of the castle to make a bracha, that was a Beis Hillel less. Beis Shammai retorted in a very strong manner. Amalem Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Divreichem. Misha Shochach Arniki. If he lost his wallet, if he forgot his credit card, Berosh HaBira, on the top of the castle, Lo Yalav Yitzanu, V'chvod Atzma Yuolda, classic line. He's Ole L'chvod Atzma. Rabosai, we can use this as Musar to ourselves. Say this over and over. L'chvod Atzma Yuolda, L'chvod Shamayim, L'chvod Shikain. L'chvod Atzma, he takes care of it. But for not for Chvod Shemayim, certainly for Chvod Shemayim. Gives the Gemara, Hani Trey, tell me, Dichadov B'Shogeg Kibay Shammai. One, in the case of an instance of Shogeg, Fal Be Shammai, Vishtach B'Shai Rosso. Excuse me, I skipped the line. Vishtach Arnika Dudova. And he found a lost wallet full of gold. Dahava, Dalit is interchanged with Zayin. He found a wallet full of gold. In other words, he had returned to make a bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him in finding that wallet that we described above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided with Kvod Atzma. And another person followed Beis Hillel, and it turned out that a lion had eaten him. Along these lines, the Gemara tells us a dramatic story. Rabbi Bar Chana have a ka'azel b'shayasa. Rabbi Bar Chana was traveling in a caravan along with others. Achol v'ishkeli v'lo barach. He ate, and he had forgotten to make a bracha at one of their stops. Amar Hechi Ovid, he said to himself, what should I do now? If I'm going to tell them that I need to make a bracha to go back where we were, they'll say, God is everywhere. Just make a bracha here, and that's fine. Mutav, what will be better? Rabbi Achana says, that I will tell them, that I left a golden dove. Amaluhu, he said to him, interly, wait for me, and this they'll wait for, a gold, that they understand, wait for me while I collect my golden dove. Azul Baruch, he went back and he made the bracha, v'ashkech yonah d'dava, and that's exactly what he found, a golden dove. The Gemara analyzes what's specific now about a dove. Obviously the story was said to bring out how Kodesh Baruch Hu rewards those who go back for their Berachas HaMazon. Says Gemara, Maishna Yoni Demisli Kesis Yisrael. The reason why Yona is special, answers the Gemara, is because it represents Kesis Yisrael li Yona to a dove. The Chsiv, Kan Fe Yona, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kan Fe Yona Nechpa Vakesev Vevrasel V'Yirak Rak Charutz. As I'll understand the reason why David refers to Klal Yisrael as a dove, Ma Yona in itself shall be Knafel, Af Yisrael Eino Nitzel in Elav Mitzvah. Just like Klal Yisrael is only saved as through its, just like a dove is only saved through its wings, so too Klal Yisrael is only saved through its mitzvahs. The Mishnah had continued, the length of time that one is allowed to wait for until Berachas HaMazon, in other words, when does Berachas HaMazon elapse? The Mishnah had said, at the time that the food is digested in your stomach. The Gemara wants to know, how long is that? Kamashir equal, how long does it take? Amar Rabbi Yochanan calls man she'ino ra'av. As long as a person's not hungry, the food is being still suggested. Rashag Shem calls man she'itzama machmas achilaso. The length of time he becomes thirsty due to the fact that he had eaten. Asks the Gemara, Amale Rav Yemar bar Shlema lemar Zutra, Vamila Rav Yemar bar Shizbi lemar Zutra, Mi Amar Rish Lakish Hachi. Did Rav Shlakish say this? Va Amar Rav Yami Amar Rish Lakish, Kama Shir equal Kedei Laloch Arba Milim. The amount it takes for a person to walk 4 mil. Generally, the standard approach amongst most poskim is the amount of time to walk a mil is 18 minutes. 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. It says Gemara, Lo Kasha Kam Bachila Meruba Kam Bachila Muetes. If it's a large meal, it's dependent on the shorter period of time. If it's a large meal, it's a larger period of time, which is 72 minutes of 4 mil, and the shorter period of time is the zman calls man shematzama machmas achilaso, which is less than that, which the Gemara doesn't exactly tell us how much that is. Last part of the Mishnah had told us that if a person hears a bracha after benching, if it comes from a Yisrael, then in such a case he could say Amen. However, if it comes from a Kusi, in such a case he cannot. Until he hears the whole bracha from the Kusi, because the fear is that the Kusi is not going to state the bracha appropriately and will throw him with some type of course, apikorsis. Now, what's the difference between the Yisrael's bracha and the Kusi's bracha? If one hears the whole bracha, there's no problem saying Amen in the case of the Kusi as well. The difference is that can one trust that the bracha was acceptable? So the case must be that we're talking about where you did not hear the whole bracha. Analyze the Gemara. Lim emer Yisrael afgad lo shama kula bracha one. V'chi lo shama hechi nafik. Are you saying that even though he didn't hear the bracha, if it's Yisrael, he could answer? If he didn't hear, how could he say Amen? Amar chia barav b'shaloi ochali mohem. We're talking about an instance where he didn't eat with them. Therefore, you can answer Amen, even though you don't hear the whole bracha, and the only time you need to hear the whole bracha is if you want to be Yotze with the bracha. Amar le Rav Chiya Brei. Rav Chiya said to his son, Bri Chatov Uvarach. Do your best to be able to take the kos and make bracha. Literally, chatov, grab. The Gemara analyzes, why did Rav Huna tell his son to jump and take the zimun. It's better to be the actual mevarech, the one who is leading and saying the bracha, as opposed to one who answers amen. But didn't we learn, it's greater to answer amen. By Shemayim I say that it is so, that saying amen is greater. Share gulayrin, that is a reference to soldiers, yardin umiskarim bil melchama, they are the weaker soldiers, they are the ones who start out the war, vigiborim yardin umenatzchim, and afterwards the stronger ones come and they're the ones who are victorious. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi, this issue of what is more choshuv, amen, or saying the bracha is machlokas tanoim. This sanya, as we learned in a brisa, last few lines on Ningimel Amabez, first wide line. The sanya we learned in brisa, echon uvarch ve'echad alina, amen, b'mashma. Rashi explains that our Gemara is making reference to a Gemara later on some Gimel Amad Aleph, Tzidi Ramaskel B'mashma, that the Gemara over there says that the Pasuk in Nechemya, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokim, is in reference to not only the Mevarech, as well as the Oneh. Ela Shemar L'Mevarech Yosem Min Ha'oneh Amen. However, the Schar is greater, and that's what the Tana over here was saying, to go and grab it for those who are quick, those who are zoriz, that want to say bracha more than those who say amen. Here's the Gemara. By me, Shmuel me Rav. Shmuel asks of Rav the following question: Ma'al anis amen achar tinokol shabes rabba. What's halach about saying amen after the bracha of children? Amar leha kolahon achar amen. You answer amen after everybody. Chutz mi tinokol shabes rabba, except for children that are making a bracha, hol ulis lamed asuyin, since they are making the bracha just to learn about what a bracha is. V'hani milim delo idem miftarayu. Avol be'idam miftarayu onin. That's only when they're not saying the haftorah. However, the Gemara Megillah tells us that a katan can read the haftorah. When they're reading the haftorah, so then in such a case, you can and should answer amen. The Ra'ah is quoted as explaining the pshat of Rashi. There are other pshatim in our Gemara. See the Rosh and Rajba. Since the Chacham were Misakin, especially instituted, that Ketanim are able to read the haftorah, for that we say that you're able to do amen. In contrast to other brachos, they're clearly only for them to learn to be able to say the bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Shemen Ma'akev Es HaBracha. If there is oil that is brought to the table to use to clean their hands, that holds back the bracha. You're not allowed to do Zimun, says Rashi, until after the Shemen is brought. The Rabbi Ziloi, Rabbi Zivoi, Oimer, Eina Ma'akev, it does not prevent the bracha. Racha Oimer, Shemen Toiv Ma'akev. If it's good oil, then you should wait. Rabbi Zumai Yoimer, Kishem Shemizuan Posel Avoda, Kach Yudai Mizuan Mos Psulos Lebracha. Just like dirty hands you can't do Avoda with, so too, when it comes to benching, it's possible for a Bracha. It holds back the Bracha just like it holds back the Avoda. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ana Loizi Loi, Veloizi Voi, Velozi Mamoi Yadana. I don't know all of what these above Amoraim said. We just quoted the names of the Amoraim without Rebbe. I know Masnisi Yadana, but I do know Mishnah. Damar Yud, Amar Rav, Amar Masnisi Tana, Viskadishtem. The Pasuk said, Viskadashtem, Viyisem Kedoshim. This is found in Parshas Shmini, and Chazal have a famous drasha. Viskadashtem, you shall sanctify yourself, Eilu Mayim Shom, Viyisem Kedoshim, Eilu Mayim Achron, Ki Kadosh Zeshemen, Ani Hashem Elokechem. Then you're ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk is alluding to in the end. Zu bracha, this is the bracha. Hadran Allah, Perek Elud Varm. We've concluded Bezer Hashem, the long daf of Daf Nun Gimel. Bezer Hashem, we now go to the halacha section of the daf. Bezer Hashem, our first halacha topic from Daf Nun Gimel is the last two lines of Nun Gimel Mebez, last two lines of the eighth Perek in Brachos. And that is the topic of Mayim Achronim. The Gemara told us that we learn out from the Pasuk, V'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. V'iskadashtem refers to Mayim Rishonim, not our topic for today. V'yisem kedoshim, that refers to Mayim Achronim. Tells us in Chulin, on Daf Kuf hey, as well as Tosis by us. In Dibur HaMaskel V'Yisem Kedoshim suggests that this requirement of Mayim Achronim based on the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Hei is because of the fear of what was called Melech Sodomus. Melech Sodomus being a very sharp salt that comes from the Dead Sea, and that could blind a person if he doesn't clear it off. Based on this, Tosis concludes that that is the reason why they did not use Mayim Achronim, because Melech Sodomus was not shayich for them, and therefore the custom was not to use Mayim Achronim. It is known that the Gra rejected this position of Tosis in Brachos and in Chulin. In fact, I have the Gra open in front of me, and his lashon is quite sharp. Aval kol ze lesa and divrayin dechuyin meikaron. The Gra held the chiyuv was meikur dedina. The Aruch HaShulchan and Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Gimel explains what's behind the objection of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah as well to the approach of Tosis to say that this was relevant only in that time. The Aruch HaShulchan points out beautifully that if you compare the Gemaros, and here I add brisker terminology to Aruch HaShulchan, who in many ways employs the Litvisha Derech HaLimud to Halacha, there are Tzvei Dinim, there are two Halachas in Mayim Achronim. Number one, it's true, the Gemara in Chulin did say that Mayim Achronim is to deal with Melech Sodomus. On the other hand, the Gemara in Brachos, when it quotes this Kadashim Yisem Kedoshim, does not indicate that requirement at all. And for Tosis to suggest that it's simply an asmachta, in no place do the Gemaras connect the two things. Hence, according to the Gaon, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gra, there is a separate requirement from the Yisem Kedoshim that has nothing to do with Melech Sodomus, and that is, here's his lashon, Hutam nosef al kedushas hamitzvah, kedusha hi lahavir hazua mamiyam daim, to remove the dirt from the hands shem mezulmos mechila, v'yaday mezulmos psulus habracha, u'b'shem agon kosvu damavark shetzarch laskir shashem hazeh, nitiloso mitzvah mishum kedusha. The Gra held that you have to make a bracha because it's a mitzvah of kedusha. And he claims that it could be, it's different for the one who's benching who has this mitzvah, ula hamesubim hu rak mishum sakana. And the other people, it's only because of the reason in Meseches Chulin, and that is the sakana. Of course, not many follow the opinion of Gra that you make a bracha. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan's point is extremely valuable. That is, from our sugi, it sounds like there is a separate mitzvah because of Kedusha, not to remove the Melech Sodomus of Sakana, but rather to move dirt and to show kavod for Birchas Hamazon. It is for this reason that many people today do not follow the opinion of the Bali Tosis and do not follow the Psak of the Mechaber as Yesh She'ein Noagin in Simin Kuf Pei Aleph Yud Beis Yud, where he leaves open the possibility not to do Mayim Achronim, which actually was the custom in my family as I saw it in my parents' home. May they be well. They were not makbid on Mayim Achronim, and I do not think the Bubas and Zedas for Poland were makbid all the time. The Lashon Mechaber is Yesh Ein Ogin Lito Mayim Achronim. The Mechaber interestingly concludes, and this begs a svara, which we will not present now, Vafil Nogim came. Even those who follow this custom, like I saw in my parents' house, may they be well, not to do Mayim Achronim, Adam Shu Istinis Virago Lito Yodav Achar Su'udo Luditei Havi Yadayim Mezuamos V'tzarech Lito Yodav Kodem Birchas Hamazon. An individual who is normally makbid to clean his hands before he would do anything else, then he would need to do Mayim Achronim as well. Which means if your hands, Lechura, are so dirty that you would qualify as an istinus on these hands, it could very well be that according to everybody, you need to wipe or wash the hands beforehand. So what emerges is we have the opinion of the Bali Tosis that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as a legitimate custom, rejected by the Gra, and the Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan being that our sugi is introducing a new mitzvah of Kedusha. One more point. My Rebbe, Rav Neven Sal Shlita, said to me that he believes that the Bali Tosfos
would never say today in Eretz Yisrael that a person should not wash Mayim Achronim. Even if one is going to accept this Yesha Eino Agin in Shulchan Aruch and accept the Balei Tosfos, Rav Nevenzahl said that took place in France. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where we're Zocha to live by the Yam HaMelech, in fact, just 2 days ago I was with my Talmidim at the Yam HaMelech, I recorded the Dvar Halacha driving in the car when I didn't need Sfarim, to on the way to the Yam HaMelech. That's yesterday's daf. And so Melech Sodomus is very, very common. Rav Aron collected salt and he gave to me. He said to me, you want to take some home with you. So there, Melech Sodomus is very, very common. And for that reason, Rav Nevenzahl claims no one would say that in Eretz Yisrael there isn't a chiyuv of Mayim Achronim. This is Rav Nevenzahl Lishitasa, who claims that there are a few places where the Balei Tosfos are quoted as having opinion, but their opinion was only relevant to them in Chutz La'aretz. The other famous example is the Tosfos in Pesachim on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the famous sugya of Bein Hashmashos, the famous Shita Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that the time of Bein Hashmashos is the amount that it takes to walk 4 mil, 72 minutes, and the Gra asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, how can you say that? Again, another instance where the Gra is arguing the Balei Tosfos, Vachush Makhish! Our senses contradict what you're saying. We already see 3 stars out, says the Gra, very, very early. So Rav Nevenzahl suggested that, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, which is closer to the equator, it's clear that Tzeis HaKochavim happens earlier than 72 minutes, and even the Balei Tosfos would agree that Tzeis is earlier than 72 minutes. Tosfos was saying it, he was in a northern European country, so there, the Metzius was different. So this is a collector's item, the 2 places where Nevenzahl says that the sheet of the Balei Tosfos might not be the only 2 places, could be it applies in other cases, but where the sheet of the Balei Tosfos was relevant to where they were north of the continent in Europe, but in Eretz Yisrael, where Be'ezer Hashem, all of Klal Yisrael will be here, we daven shortly, as we approach the Yimei Adin Yom Ne'eroim, that we daven uvechein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, and we daven for a gilui shechina here in Eretz Yisrael, and that the Klal Yisrael should be ve'yosu chulam aguda achas, be'ezer Hashem, we will come back to Eretz Yisrael, all of us, and then Rav Nevenzahl argued there definitely would be a chiyuv of Mayim Achron for everybody, and the Zman of Tzeis HaKochavim would not be the Shita as presented by the Balei Tosfos. Our second topic for Daf Nun Gimel is the of making a bracha borei morei ha'esh on a light bulb. A fascinating discussion. It is quoted in the name of Reb Chaim Moser Grzensky Zatzal, not only that he said, but that he did. He wanted to emphasize that a light bulb is considered esh d'oraisa, and turning on a light bulb is an Isser d'oraisa, and for that reason, Reb Chaim Moser would make a bracha borei morei ha'esh ha'matzoi Shabbos to drive home that point. It's quoted in the Sefer HaChashmal L'or HaLacha by Rav Yehuda Levitch, and it is well known that Rav Chaim Moser felt this way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in his legendary Sefer Ma'orei Ha'esh, disagrees with this position of Reb Chaim Moser, partly because of our Gemara. 3 lines into the medium-sized lines, towards the top on the Gimel Amud Beis, we have some hagdaros of which fires we make a bracha, a bor me'oreish on. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan gacholim lo cheshos mevarchin aleim. If the charcoal is inflamed, then you make a bracha. Omemos, if it is not inflamed, it's not in force, ein mevarchin aleim. How do you measure that? Says Rav Chisda, if you would put inside a piece of wood and it would catch fire, then that's enough to be considered gacholim lo cheshos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in his Sefer Ma'orei Ha'esh, that's been reprinted quite a few times, I am looking at one of the newer editions, in Perek Chamishi Anaf Aleph, in the new edition, it's on page Reish Pei Gimel, deduces from our Gemara that even though, as he himself corroborates, that it's an Issa D'Oraisa to turn on an incandescent bulb on Shabbos, nevertheless, A bore more age, he thinks, would not be appropriate. Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out that this halacha is echoed in a Tosefta in Beitza. The Tosefta says, Mevarchen al shel heves, vein mevarchen al galcheles. You need a flame in order to be able to make the bracha of bore more age. A light bulb, which is lit out of a glowing piece of metal, does not have a flame, claims Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and therefore one cannot make a bracha bore more ha'esh. And he points out that almost all the Rishonim, the Rosh, Ritva, he claims the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch are this way, he quotes at length a Meiri, all point out that our Gemara does not say that the issue about a gacheles omamos is that it was not made for light, but it was made to cook. Rather, what does the Gemara say? It doesn't have a flame. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we see from here that if it does not have a flame, then one does not make the bracha of borei ma'orei o'esh. He also points out, now off of our sugya, a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid, why someone who heats up metal on Shabbos is chayiv. The Ravid says that you're over a mevashel, and the Rambam says it's a tolada mavir. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to the Ravid, certainly there is a piece of heated up metal is going to be nisur d'orais on Shabbos, and according to the Ravid, turning on incandescent bulb could very well be mevashel. However, it's not considered esh. And even the Rambam, who says that heat and metal is mavir, nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that is not considered mavir of Eish Mamish. He brings Rayus in Anaf Hey in Perek Dalid that for something to be called fire, it needs to be something that's combustible. If it's not combustible, then it's not considered Eish Mamish, even though it's a Tolda of Mavir. From our Sugya comes the strongest Raya. And that is that our Gemara says that the problem of charcoal is not that it was made to cook, but rather even if it was made to light, if it doesn't have a flame, it's not considered an Eish. One could argue, as Rav Shlomo Zalman does, that therefore you need mamish a flame. Those who disagree, maybe we could add, that Reb Chaim Oizer felt that the chisaron of a stagnant coal is not that it doesn't have a physical flame, but rather the light that emanates from it is not discernible. And since it's not discernible, you cannot make a bracha. However, incandescent bulb, which is discernible, maybe Reb Chaim Moser would say that that is enough to be able to make a bracha and does not fall into the category of gacholim omamos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha discussions of the 8th parak in Maseches Brachos. We conclude the halacha discussions of Daf Nun Gimel Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech. We go on now to the next part of our march, Be'ezer Hashem, to the 9th parak of Brachos, the last parak of the first Masechta of Shas.